people in your neighborhood. And it's got a full house in here this morning. And right now I got Gloria Hansen, Fort Pierre Mayor, none other than Gloria Hansen. And good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Will. I'm very well. Thank you.
So I know there's something you want to share with everybody. It's
kind
of big news.
It is huge. We've been working on this for 10 years now. And it's hard to believe that it's been 10 years ago that DOT was having public meetings and taking input on the new bridge, the planned new bridge. And about 2 years later, they had the design, the basic design, and they invited the two cities in to talk about enhancements. And so I think they gave us 8 or 9 options for things we could do to just make it prettier. You know, it was very functional. Mm-hmm. But if the cities hadn't gotten involved, it would have pretty much looked like the current bridge. And so we put our heads together. We didn't always agree. There was a lot of negotiation that went on, because not only did we have to agree on every enhancement, we had to agree how to pay for it. And so and of course that's the tough part. But if you can drive across the bridge today, this is an exciting day. And so when you're coming to Pier, you will stay in the far left, as we have been, but that will change because when you go to Fort Pier, you're in the far right on the new bridge. And so driving on the new bridge today, we've waited a long time for that. But pay attention to the beautiful lighting. That is one of the options we took, and we agreed to pay for the new lighting. And if we hadn't done that, what you would be looking at is just the typical interstate highway lighting. And so it's very decorative. It's very appropriate to our history. And so I'm just delighted that we can all be a part of it. And so enjoy. As you go across the bridge, you help pay for it.
That's right. So it's a momentous occasion.
It is. It is. And again, exciting day. So I've got some other people, Shane Cramey and Callie Iverson, who have worked so hard on the Trader Days. And so they're going to tell you some more about it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's a full house in here this
morning. It is. It is. Thank you, Will.
Have a good day. So now I know there's a great event coming up next weekend. And that's none other than Trader Days.
Hey, good morning, Will.
That's a good morning. How are you two doing?
Doing well.
It's already here.
That's right. I know, it's already August. I can't believe it's already August. It just doesn't seem like it.
We're off and running. The turkeys are getting prepped up. We're getting them ready. They're getting them legged up, and they're looking good.
That's right. Going to be having that turkey race.
Yes, we are. We're going to kick things off on Friday, August 9th with the 35th annual Street Masters Dam Run in the Expo Center, the Trader Days Turkey Races Apparel Booth. This will all take part in the Expo Center and over in Fisher's Lily Park, the American Legion Beer Tent in the Fisher's Lily Park, the food trucks, and the Vrindrad Museum Backyard Barbecue. Team Calcutta will take place on that Friday, August 9th. Then we'll move things downtown. There'll be breakfast in the park, and the American Legion Beer Tent will still be there, and the Vrindrad Museum Backyard Barbecue will also take place in the park that day. Great competition, and they're going to have the winners announced at 2:30 p.m. So then we're going to move things downtown and start a little action down there, and I'll let Callie tell you about that.
So things downtown will start about noon with the Cornhole Tournament. I'm going to direct everybody to our Facebook page. It's called Fort Pierre Trader Days, mm-hmm. because there's a flyer on there for the Cornhole Tournament specific to that. So the registration will start at noon. I believe the tournament starts at 1. And then about 2 o'clock, we'll have music starting by local and regional performers. Cody Hollinger, Katie Dwyer, Lance Spears, Casey Hughes. I don't know if you've had a chance to see any or all of those, but they're all really great local performers.
I saw Casey Hughes at the community appreciation.
Yep. You'll like all the other ones too. They're really good. And they'll play till about 6. And then during that time, there'll be events for the kids, activities for the kids. We're going to have tattoos. We're going to have a wading pool, bounce houses,
dunk tank.
Yep. Just a lot going on until the turkey races kick off. Well, we can't forget about the parade. The parade's at 3.
And if you would like to participate in that parade, just show up about 2:30 and get lined up down there by the post office in Sioux Nation and participate in the parade. You can purchase a turkey, bring the turkey in your parade, however you want to do it, but we'd just like you to show up and participate.
Or bring your kazoo.
Don't we have some kazoos?
We have kazoos as well, but if you happen to have one in your closet, bring it.
There you go.
I'm going to post pictures on Facebook today as well of the old days. That used to be a very well-attended kazoo band. Like, a lot of people participated. You'll see it in the pictures that I'm going to post today. So,
sure. Well, come down and participate in the parade and have a good time, and we'll march downtown at 3 o'clock, and then we'll get things kicked off. We're going to have the youth mud wrestling at 4 o'clock, the adult mud wrestling about 5, then we're going to have the beer drinking contest at it will be at about 5 o'clock the same time. So you can mud wrestle for adults. You can mud wrestle, get in the beer drinking contest, go back and forth, however you want to do it. Last year, I think we had 63 participants in the beer chugging contest. So looking forward to that. We'll chug to a champion, as we say. And then right after that, we'll be able to purchase your turkey. In the meantime, there'll be someone there at the turkey racing table. Our specialist, Mr. Wyatt Johnson, will be on hand. He's raising those turkeys, and they will be available for purchase. Big shout out to him and for everything he does for Fort Pierre turkey racing, as well as the backyard barbecue.
And you can bring your own turkey as well. If you happen to have a turkey, bring it in.
If you've had him in training, don't bring no birds that are out of shape, because he'll get out around there.
Because they'll get beat.
He'll get beat. It'll be a sad day for you, so make sure your turkey's in good shape. And then we're going to have that excellent music by Dustin Evans and the Good Times Band later on that night, about 9 o'clock after we get done crowning the turkey racing champion and presenting a great buckle that has been sponsored by Total Beauty in Fort Pierre. And I believe the winner, we were calculating last night, the winner, so the Fort Pierre Chamber kicks in some added money into the purse. I believe the winner of the turkey races received $1,100 approximately
last year.
Yep. Plus the buckle. So this isn't just for bragging rights. This is for real hard cash.
That's right.
So get your fast turkey, bring them to Fort Pierre, and get ready to participate. And after all that, we'll listen to Dustin Evans and the Good Times Band and have a good time dancing in downtown Fort Pierre.
That's right. And there's a lot of events going on. I'm looking at the schedule right here, so I would recommend somebody going over to your Facebook page, like you said, and just I'd print out the schedule
because the schedule's posted.
Take it with you.
Absolutely.
You can know what all's going on and where you need to be. And
yep. Well, like I said, Friday night and Saturday morning is definitely in Fisher Lily Park, and then everything else is up on Deadwood. So, but if you don't want to miss the beer chugging, for instance, yeah, I would print out the schedule for sure.
The easiest way to do it is just show up on Friday evening and come back on Saturday morning and just spend the whole day with us and enjoy the entire atmosphere of Trader Days in Fort Pierce, South Dakota.
So am I still going to be in the kazoo band? With
yeah,
the
you're the drummer. You're keeping the cadence.
Were you able to find a drum? Because yeah. I don't have one.
We'll find you a drum.
You missed the meeting last night, and we appointed you to two more committees. So
this is like, don't scare me like that.
No, it'll all be good. We'll be ready for you.
Okay.
Is the weather going to be good?
I don't know. Yes. I think so
yes,
far,
let's
yeah.
Let's be optimistic.
Be optimistic. Yes, it's going to be fantastic.
This morning, it said 80 degrees. It's going to be perfect.
I would say even if it's not, we have a plan B, especially for the music on Saturday night. We can move into the Community Youth and Involved Center. So I don't think turkeys care if they get wet. So that'll still go on rain or shine. Fair. And then
the turkeys will be all right.
The musicians do care a little bit. So we have that
plan B.
Plan
Hopefully
B
we won't have
if we need to. So either way, rain or shine, come over.
Rain or shine. That's mm-hmm. right.
We look forward to seeing you there.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Have
Everyone
a good
bring
day
your turkeys,
today.
Come to the parade, and have a good time in Fort Pierre.
That's right.
Thanks, Will.